Parshas Vayelech. Vayichtav Moshe Satoira Azai Svayitna Elokoyanim B'nei Levi Hanoisim Eserayin Bris Hashem Yalkol Zikne Yisrael.
Zundel Telepansky. Yes, in the pediatric ward. Fourth floor, room 623. Thank you. Where are the elevators? That way. Thank you so much. Let's see. 601, 60. Oh, there's his mother. Oh, Mrs. Telepansky.
Oh, thank you so much for coming, Uncle Moshe.
It's my pleasure. How's Zundel doing?
Well, Baruch Hashem is going to be okay. But he's so depressed. He's so sad. He's going to have to stay in the hospital for another week or two.
Oh, really? Can I talk to him?
Of course you can.
Zundel, Shalom Aleichem, how are you?
Oh, hi, Uncle Moshe.
Is that all you can do for me? Hi, Uncle Moshe. How's about? Hi, Uncle Moshe. Hey, listen, don't worry. It only took me 3 hours to get here, and then 2 hours to find parking, and a half hour to wait for the elevator downstairs. Oh, Moshe, can I get a little smile?
I'm trying, but it's hard.
Why is it so hard?
I'm so lonely. I'm in this hospital bed.
People come and they visit you.
I know, but at night I'm so lonely.
Your relatives are coming and they're sleeping in this recliner next to you.
I know, but I have nothing to do and I'm so sad.
Don't be sad. A little bit betachain, a little bit amunah. And look, I brought you another Gewaldige story, sefer, a Maisa Bichel. And you have this brand new chumash over here. What's this? The world of Midas.
I heard it 10,000 times.
People say that the 10,000th and first time that you listen to it, you hear a bunch of new things. You want to try? Ah, at least now I got a smile. I want to tell you something. Somebody once came to the Sfas Emes and he cried, I'm so lonely. Sfas Emes said to him, do you have a Gemara? He said, yes. So the Sfas Emes said, you're not lonely. When you open up a sefer, you're not just looking at the sefer. You know what the Gemara says? When you say Amar Abaye, when you say Amar Rava, Sifsoisav Doivavais Bekever, their lips move, they're with you. When you say a capital tillim, you know what David HaMelech said? He said, Agura Be'aholcha Ilamim. He said, I want to live with you forever. The Gemara says he davens with us. Hey, how's about a story?
Is it already on the world of Midas?
It's going to come out in the next one.
You mean I'll be the first one to hear it?
Almost.
Okay.
Ah, now a real smile. There was a story by the Mahram Meir Rotenberg.
Uncle Moshe, isn't it Mahram Rotenberg?
Really doesn't make a difference. Listen to the story. He was the Rebbe of the Rush, Rabbeinu Usher, one of the greatest Rishonim, and he lived a very difficult life.
Oh, I know that story already.
Yeah, what do you know about the story?
He tried to run away. And there was a yid who ran off, and he was tried to consider himself no longer being a yid. Then he mastered to the crown prince, and they took him and they threw him into prison. The unpaid ransom. I know that story already.
Calm down, Zundel. I want to tell you a part of the story you may not know yet. Well, it's true. Just as he was about to run away, there was someone who recognized him, ran to the king and said he was there. Now, I gotta hand it to Crown Prince Rudolph. At least he didn't try to trump up any charges. He spoke the truth.
Rabbi, I must tell you, honestly speaking, I have absolutely nothing against you. It's just that simply I have a war to fight over here, and I have to fund that war. And the Jews have plenty of money. And knowing you're going to be in prison, they're going to cough up that money.
Your Majesty, I must tell you the truth. Under the circumstances, I would not allow the Jews to ransom me.
Oh, really? We shall see. Lock him up!
When the door of the prison slammed shut, that was the loudest noise Rabbeinu Meir had ever heard. He sat down, and immediately he started chazering all of the Torah that he learned. Even though he was all alone, he was never really alone. One day he had a visitor.
Rebbe, good news! The people, they sold their houses! They sold their horses, they sold their wagons. I even sold my socks. Never mind him. I'm telling you, we sold everything we could. We have raised the money.
Absolutely not. I refuse to take that money. I refuse you to give over that money.
But Rabbi, then you're going to stay here.
The halacha is that when the demand for a prisoner is way above the price, he should not be redeemed. It's going to be every Monday and Thursday. Rabbanim will be thrown into prison if this works. I shall stay here.
But Rabbi, how can you be alone over here in these dark cellar walls?
A Yid is never alone. Thank you for your efforts. And tell everyone I appreciate it. The Maharam wrote a sefer called Sefer HaTashbetz in those dark prison chambers. And he writes from time to time that please don't rely on me because everything is by memory. I have no svarim over here. But you know, there was one thing Zundel that he could not learn bal peh. And that's Torah Shebiksav, that's Chumash.
Why?
Because the halacha is, you're not allowed to say Torah Shebiksav bal peh. It's the written law, not the oral law. Only things that you're used to saying, like Az Yashir and so on. Well, one night, the Maram Rottenberg, or Maram Rottenberg, either way, fell asleep, and he had a dream. In his dream, the Malach Gavriel came.
Because of your Mesiras Nefesh, for Klal Yisrael, you will be zayicha to something now that no one else, many, many years,
has seen.
Before Moshe Rabbeinu passed away, before Moshe Rabbeinu left this world, he wrote 13 Sifrei Torah, one for each shape, and one he took with him. In the course of your Torah Shema, you will be able to look and learn from Moshe Rabbeinu's Sefer Torah.
What a dream. What a Mayurdek, a beautiful dream. Oh, Baruch Hashem. Must be a good simim in Hashemayim. Let me wash Negel Vasa here and turn to the table. And what? What's this? On the table? A Sefer Torah? Where did it come from? Hasn't opened in 2 days. I look down on top of a huge tower now, with a river around me. No human being could have possibly brought this here. It must be true. The dream must be true. It must be Moshe Rabbeinu's Sefer Torah. For many, many months, the Rav sat down and he took a piece of parchment which they allowed him to have and a pen. And he began to write over the Sefer Torah from Moshe Rabbeinu. Not only did he learn from the Sefer Torah, but the Rav said to himself, Klal Yisrael must have this Sefer Torah. This Sefer Torah itself, I'm sure, cannot be taken out of this prison. But I must write it over. That is my achrayus. I don't know exactly how long it took. But one day, the Rav finished. Le'enei Kol Yisrael. Immediately afterwards, he fell asleep. And once again, he had a dream. The Malach Gavriel appeared.
I have come now to take the Sefer Torah back. Once again, don't feel bad. You had this Sefer Torah only in the Torah Lishma that you learned.
In those dark chambers. What? I had the dream again. Wait! The Sefer Torah is gone! It was taken back. The room seems so much darker. When that Sefer Torah was here, the room was full of light. Now it's dark. Only the flickering glow of the candle. I have an achrayus. Rabbeinu Shel Olam, if you want me to spend the rest of my days here, I am a kabbal dat gzeira b'ahava. But Klal Yisrael must have this Sefer Torah that I wrote over. How can I get it to them? There must be a way. I have to do mine, the Rabbeinu Shel Olam will do the rest. Let me just write down on a piece of parchment. This was written over from the Sefer Torah of Moshe Rabbeinu. Okay, I'm going to wrap it in a box. There is some tar over here that was left over. Clearly, Hashgachim and Hashemayim. We'll smear the box in tar so it's waterproof. I'll tie it to a string. Will the Sefer Torah, will this box fit between the holes? Ah, yes. Yes, it did. And I will drop it slowly into the water. Slowly, slowly. It's now in the water.
Rimboin Kol Olamim, I beg of you, please.
Perhaps I will not be zeichet to leave these chambers and see other Yidden alive. Be able to daven with a minion. But please let that Sefer Torah, let that Sefer Torah come amongst Yidden. Let them have it. I have sent it to the city of Ramiza.
Uncle Moshe, what happened to the Sefer Torah?
Well, for many days it floated on the water. And then near the banks of the river, near Ramiza, two Italian fishermen were there one day.
Leonardo, what is it going to be? We have another caught that isn't a fish.
Yeah, at least usually we sell it to the Jews and they make a gefilte fish. And then when they like me, they give me some of the gefilte fish.
Leonardo, you eat the gefilte fish?
Yeah, I like it good with my pasta.
Leonardo, look over there, a box.
What do we need a box? We don't need a box, we need a fish.
Maybe in the box, there is a treasure. Quickly, let us get it.
How do you plan to get it?
I don't know. Ah, wait, I have an idea. The box is floating near our little boat. I will lean over and scoop it up.
But maybe you are gonna fall into the water.
Hold on to my suspenders, and I make sure that I don't fall in.
Okay, let me grab your suspenders with both of my hands.
All right.
Ah, he's leaning over. What's this? Whoa, spaghetti. I'm very hungry. We'll finish later. I must let go of your suspenders now. I want to eat some pasta.
Leonardo! Why did you let go of my suspenders?
How long do you think I can hold on to your suspenders?
Climb back on the boat. Give me your hand.
All right, I give you my hand. I pull you back on the boat. I think you ate a lot of pasta yourself. It's very hard for me to pull you on the boat.
One, two, three, give one pull. I pull, you pull. Okay, you pull, I pull.
Why are we both in the water?
Because I have a partner like you. Let us get the box and put it on the boat.
Okay, you have the box? I have the box. Put it on the boat. All right, I try. Okay, now lift the box and put it on the boat. I try to lift the box. What happened?
The box is swim away. First you let go of my suspenders. Now the box is swim away.
And look, your pasta is also swimming away.
What is it goes over here?
This went on for a while. Anytime some of the fishermen tried to pick up the box, somehow, it just eluded them. It slipped out of their hands. Until there were these two Hamish fishermen that were also trying to catch fish for Shabbos.
I'm really not good with this. Okay, let me take the hook and let me take my fishing rod. One, two, three, go! Yo!
You did it again, Mr. Alexei. The hook got caught onto the back of your suspenders, and when you threw the fishing rod in, you tumbled in.
Oh, you don't have to give me a play-by-play. I know exactly what happened. I do it every day. Don't you think I know what happened?
Should I help you on the boat?
No. Ooh, what's this? A box? Oh, a box. Here, put it on the boat.
Okay.
He helped me onto the boat.
I'll pull both of your suspenders.
Okay. Ow! Never mind, I'll climb on myself. You pulled it and it snapped back in my nose.
I'm sorry, Mr. Alexei, but you should be used to it. It happens every day, too.
All right.
Hey, that is our box! We saw that the box before you!
No, what do you mean? That is your box. This is our box. I fell into the water for this. I also fell into the water for this. I had my suspenders thrown into my nose because of this. I also had the suspenders flipped because of this. I think we have the same partner. Hey, listen. This is my box. No, this is my box. All the other fishermen, we are trying to get this box. The box keeps slipping away. Well, this box slipped to me. We take the box. It is slipping away. It did fall on their boat. Boom. It looks like this box is meant for us. Sorry. Now, I know what's inside this box.
What?
I'm telling you, it's eggplant parmesan.
No, it's not. Open it up.
Okay, open it up. One, two, three. There's like a light coming out of the box. There's a note. It says there's a Sefer Torah for the city of Ramiza.
A and it's signed by the Maharam of Rottenburg.
Or could be it's the Maharam of Rottenburg. I can't tell. The water got in over here a little bit. Oh, we have to give it over to the Rav right away.
They ran to the shul, and they turned it over to the Rav of Ramiza. The Rav of Ramiza began to cry. He shuddered. This is indeed his writing. This is true. He says over here we should take this Sefer Torah, and we should put it into the Aron Kodesh, and use it only on Shavuos and on Simchas Torah. Now, did you ever hear that part of the story?
I think I read it in books, Uncle Moshe, but they didn't have the part of the suspenders.
Well.
So, what are you trying to tell me? I'm not such a big tzaddik when I'm alone here in the hospital room that a malach should come to me.
No, you're making a mistake. The Maharam was such a big tzaddik that he actually saw the Malach Gavriel who brought a Sefer Torah. But on a lesser madrega, whenever we open a Sefer, then you should know Abaya and Rava or the Baal Shem Tov or the Vilna Gaon or whoever you're learning about, or whether it's a Tillim and a Stavra Melech. I'm telling you, they're sitting right next to you.
Excuse me, sir, visiting hours are over.
It's a good thing.
Good thing what, Zundel?
Stavra Melech can visit whenever he wants.
Now you got the message. A Yid is never alone.